concrete dust flies around Chris Rubina's sculpture as it is drilled into the concrete in downtown Cape Girardeau. Rubina is an art professor at Southeast Missouri State University and has been an exhibiting outdoor sculptor for many years. He believes public art is something belonging to the everyday environment that adds to the community in a way that affects our everyday lives. He says this exhibition is the opportunity to bring more interest in the art to the community and help revive the downtown area.
After Broadway was completed, I saw that as an area that would be just perfect for outdoor sculpture. And the way that the river campus has grown and the farmers market, all these community events that are growing in Cape Girardeau, I kept thinking art or public art is something that can grow along with that.
The public art committee is made up of all sorts of people, not just artists. But lacking an art background does not stop anyone from contributing to art culture. Marla Mills is a member of the committee and executive director at Old Town Cape. She sees this as the occasion to highlight art and help improve economic development.
Part of the strategy from the whole committee is to help revitalize the downtown, to really use this exhibit as a tool to bring more people to the area, both local, regional people and tourists who maybe travel, you know, across communities looking for this type of an exhibit.
Cape Girardeau Chamber of Commerce Vice President Tim Arbeiter believes that having public art is a quality of life feature for the city.
Public art is one of the many activities that now Cape Girardeau can have as people are visiting and wandering around and enjoying our great city. We just also hope that they spend some additional time and money and resources while they're here, visiting our shops, visiting our restaurants, and just finding additional ways to invest more dollars into our local economy.
Seven pieces, ranging in size and material, will spread along Broadway, from Pacific Street to Spanish Street. Two of the sculptures who participate in the exhibition are from Chicago. Two others are from Iowa, one comes from Kansas City, and the last two are from Cape Girardeau, including Chris Rubina as a special invitation. For Rubina, his piece is a mixture of the representational and the abstract.
My piece is titled Victoria. It's modeled after the Nike of Samothrace, which is in the Louvre, or Winged Victory. But my piece isn't made out of marble. It isn't made out of stone, it isn't carved, it's fabricated out of mild steel. It's not light in color, it's dark. And so it's a different kind of idea of victory.
This exhibition will last for a year, and each member of the public art committee hopes that it will become an annual event. Rubina says it is typically what happens with this kind of exhibitions.
For a whole year, it'll add something dynamic, something that will challenge people. You may look at the individual pieces and say, I don't get it, and that's perfectly fine. You've got a year to figure out what you do get.
For KRCU, I'm Erin Perot.